Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Well, it was a case that gripped the nation, the murder of Tina Satchwell by her husband Richard, and an exclusive documentary in Virgin Media later tonight examines what happened and how the trial all panned out. Virgin Media's courts correspondent Deborah Naylor is with me here in studio today. Deborah, you might just remind listeners, first of all, about this trial and what happened.
Yeah, so Tina Satchwell went missing in 2017. She was a missing person for 6.5 years. Many people may remember Richard Satchwell was her husband. He was a person who, for years and years, courted the media, did countless appeals, crying and begging and pleading for his wife Tina to come home. He said he knew nothing whatsoever about her disappearance. But eventually in 2023, Gardaí found Tina's remains under the stairs of the home she shared with Richard in Youghal. After that point, Richard Satchwell was arrested for murder, and following a very high profile and shocking trial at the Central Criminal Court, he was convicted earlier this year and sentenced to life in prison.
I think one of the really extraordinary parts about this case, and it's so tragic and on many levels, Deborah, but you know, as you mentioned, Tina's husband Richard, he did so many interviews and public appeals.
Yeah, and I think it's almost one thing, people who are watching them, those interviews and those appeals, and there were so many of them, as you say, they were here on this station. He did, you know, many television interviews, Crime Call. It was one thing watching those at the time when people suspected that Richard Satchwell may have had some level of involvement in his wife's disappearance. But watching them throughout his murder trial was far more shocking. You can hear one now.
I have never once in nearly 30 years of being together laid a finger on her. The most I've ever done to her is ever having a tight cuddle, loving the bones off her.
I feel we wasn't going through a difficult patch, but Tina was upset of late. So I've always felt that she needed to go away for a break. Whether I'm right on that one, I don't know. But I think she just needed to go away, get her head straight. Because I do know that the day before when we did a car boot sale, she was telling people how much she loved me and she'd never do anything to hurt me. She's my life. You know, I'd lie down on the road and let car roll over me to protect her. That's how much she means to me.
Yeah, various different interviews there with Richard Satchwell as that public appeal was out for his wife, Tina. What do her family believe, like, when you've been speaking to them?
So I went down to East Cork and spent some time with her family, with her niece, Sarah, and with her sister, Lorraine. And I suppose for them, this has been, you know, as you can imagine, just the most incredibly difficult, almost a decade since when Tina first went missing, and they had no idea what happened to her. Sarah harboured some suspicions. Lorraine said she never suspected Richard Satchwell until the day Gardaí came to her door and said that he'd been arrested for murder. Sarah did not suspect him of...
Sarah's her niece, isn't it?
Sarah's her niece, of doing anything in particular, but she suspected that Richard Satchwell was not being fully truthful. And those version of events, as we know, changed throughout the years. He started to peddle these stories that Tina may have been suicidal, that she may have ran off with someone else. She was suffering from depression. Of course, we then heard throughout the trial, after Tina's body was found, he claimed that Tina, you know, flew at him with a chisel and he was acting in self-defense. But this entire story is one of possession and control. And as Lorraine would say, you know, Richard Satchwell not only controlled his wife in life, he also tried to do so in death, in the way he buried her under the stairs of their home. And that narrative of control continued right throughout the trial with the way that Richard Satchwell tried to besmirch his wife's reputation. So I think this is really the first time the family are getting a chance to actually speak about what kind of person Tina was, you know, and what she was about and the things that she loved and what they, you know, what really went on during this time. And we're hearing it from someone else other than from Richard Satchwell.
Yeah. And we might just take a listen to Sarah, who is Tina Satchwell's niece, and you interviewed her for the documentary.
I actually found out from my mother. I called in and she just had mentioned that Richard had called her and said that Tina was gone. And I asked straight away, I asked my mother, was the dogs with Richard or did she go with the dogs? And she said, no, he had the dogs. So straight away I went out and I got my phone and I rang Tina first Obviously, there was no answer. So I rang Richard's phone. He answered. When I asked him, did she bring the dogs or were the dogs at home? And he said, no, the dogs are here. Straight away, that was like, I was like, she would never go without them. It's like me walking out with my children, like they were her babies. So I was kind of alarmed at that.
The family must be haunted by this.
They are. And I think one of the really important things about that particular clip from Sarah is she knew instantly that something was wrong, and she allayed those fears. She conveyed them to Gardaí. And if we're to look at one thing this documentary does is look at the Gardaí investigation and why it took so long to bring Richard Satchwell to justice. But those concerns were expressed by the family in 2017. And as many people may recall from this investigation and from the trial, Richard Satchwell's home, the home he shared with Tina, was searched 4 months after Tina went missing. And though a full search of that property was carried out, it wasn't an invasive search and they did not find Tina's body at the time. But perhaps even more shockingly, they did find a laptop belonging to Richard Satchwell back in 2017, months after Tina disappeared, which had searches for quicklime and other crucial evidence. And those laptops weren't analysed until 2021. So really, there was so many missed opportunities. And as Sarah told me, you know, she, in some senses, the family are very grateful that they just have, you know, they did find out what happened to Tina. Many families are not in that position and they do have some answers. But, you know, they don't have all those answers at the same time. And really, justice should have come for them a lot sooner.
You also spoke to Tina's sister, Lorraine, as well, Deborah.
I thought we're never going to get answers. So when Clara, the liaison officer, when she called to the door to say that they were arresting Richard, it really came as a bolt out of the blue to us. I think that she felt like she could never, never be free of him. When I heard all the, like, the gory details of what went on and what he did to her, I was having nightmares for weeks after that. Everything I thought I knew about him, I didn't.
It must have been very difficult for Lorraine and the family sitting through the trial, listening to what happened, Deborah.
Yeah, it was. And it was actually when I went down to court to Cork, I was down in Fermoy and we visited one of the parks that, you know, Tina would have spent a lot of her youth in. There's a swimming pool there as part of that public park. And we went for a walk around and Lorraine actually said it had been the first time she was in that park since Tina went missing. And they're obviously still living locally. So it's just very, very difficult for the family hearing all those details. But I suppose they have some sense of justice now. Mm. They have some sense of closure in that Richard Satchwell is behind bars. And really what they want to do is, I suppose, in some sense, set the record straight about the kind of loving, timid, gentle, caring person that Tina Satchwell was, not the person who was portrayed by her husband.
It really was an absolutely fascinating case. And I know a lot of our listeners will have huge interest in this and particularly in hearing from Tina's family as well. Your documentary airs tonight.
Tonight at 9 p.m. on Virgin Media One.
9 p.m. on Virgin Media. Listen, Deborah, thanks a million for popping into us today to tell us a little bit about it. That is, of course, Virgin Media's courts correspondent, Deborah Naylor.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.